there is something in terms of being a children's artist. I mean, obviously you can have moments that are, I guess, reflective or deep. But a lot of times I'm pretty sure you're expected as a children's artist to be up and bouncy, and sometimes you don't always feel that way. How do you deal with that?
Most of the time, it's really a wonderful environment to find yourself in. Children are my people. They're the folks I want to hang with a lot. I said before I had kind of a playful earnestness, and that's really why I'm the right person to do the work that I do. It's what children are. They're playfully earnest, if you really think about it. They're trying to figure out how the world works, and they do it best through play. But they're silly, they're playful, and there's this funny earnestness about them as well. So we just hook up perfectly. It's just kind of who I am, and it's who they are, and they know that I think that they're pretty cool and smart, and I can't think of a better thing to do than to have fun with them. So they can pull me out of the stuff that I'm dealing with. There have been times, where I really have to get myself ready to go out on stage, but for the most part, I know what to expect and I'm ready for it and I really love it.
Is this a multi-generational attitude? Is this something you got from your mother and father, or it's something that you passed on to your son?
I don't know that I got it from my mom or my dad. My mom and dad were divorced when I was born, so I really was raised by my mom. She was an extraordinary person who really opened the world to me and I think got me started on the journey of the soul to where I am now. But the playful part wasn't so much a part of her. She had some of that. But I do think that it is a multi-generational thing in terms of my son Andy's work. He's definitely got that playful piece in the work that he does for adults and young adults.